Next up on the Mutual Audio Network, Fiction from Our Future.
The following audio drama is rated G for general audience.
The main door hadn't been the challenge that it was supposed to be. But then again, the designers of the slide bolt and key lock assembly didn't have the likes of Dagger in mind when it was made. It was installed to foil a more brute force approach, such as a determined enemy bunch, possibly with a large tree for a ram. So also, the floor traps with its water pit were designed for marauding bunches with armor that would sink nicely to the bottom. And the deadfall trap that had already been strung by some unfortunate victim sent a definite message to all walking inside that they were not welcome, despite gaining access. The defenses of a building tell you a lot about the enemies it anticipates, and in turn, tell you much about its inhabitants, even if they are long forgotten. Dagger peered down the dark hall, noting the rotten banners high on the walls, once proud emblems of the noble and residents and their house. Something was wrong, not quite right about this hallway, but Dagger couldn't put his finger on it. Was it a smell? Was it a detail his eye caught but his mind missed? He had learned to trust his instincts, but he was still having a hard time getting them to communicate to his brain effectively. Along the length of the wall, just below the bottom of the banners, was a thin ledge, no more than a hand's width. Ostensibly, decorative shields and crossed spears could be supported or hung from there during peacetime, and quickly gathered up in times of conflict. The last sitting lord, apparently, went out in conflict, as no hardware adorned his walls now. It would do for a ledge to hang upon, possibly even walk along while hugging the wall. And something told Dagger that would be advisable here. It took a small effort for him to raise himself up to the ledge, and then he shuffled his way along his feet a little higher than head's height. Halfway down the hall, Dagger could see from above scratch marks on the stone floor. Scratch marks and dried blood. This he couldn't quite make out at the beginning of the hallway, but it was the clue his eyes and nose were trying to impart to him. Out of curiosity, and later he admitted slight recklessness, he pulled a copper from his belt pouch and dropped it upon the stone floor. The loud ping echoed in the stillness, and the copper then noisily settled itself onto the ground. No sooner had it done so as a clattering and growling could be heard from inside the walls of the halls. Trapdoors gave way to large skeletal dogs, one on either side of the hall. They had fur skin stretched tight over bones and skull. Their maws were covered thick with dried blood and red pinpoints in the eye sockets. Around their necks was an iron collar connected to a steel chain. They ran out into the middle of the hall to the end of their chain and growled and scratched upon the floor, only a short distance apart from each other. Then one heard or smelled Dagger and clattered over towards him, woofing with an incomplete throat and staring at him with its red eyes. Looking down off his shoulder, Dagger could see its teeth bared, fangs caked with blood of those who had come before him into this hall. Then he checked his footing and started shuffling along the rest of the hallway. The dogs beneath him made guttural sounds and scratching noises below, though the rattling chains held true and kept them from encompassing the entire hall. After establishing, to his satisfaction, that the skeletal dogs could not reach the opposite end of the hall, Dagger dropped himself down onto the floor and examined the door at its end. Now, this door was quite suspicious of subtlety as well as brawn, and granted, no one would probably be hauling a battering ram indoors here, but that would have to wait for another day. Dagger sat in the dark den inn and nursed his ale. He sat across from a dark-cloaked figure who counted out some coins and placed them in a stack in front of him. Dagger lifted the stack and let the coins drop one by one on top of each other and smiled at the sound. It was his favorite sound.
You have to use the railing along the wall to get past the nasties that jump out at you. I used the one on the right to get to the end of the hallway, and the other one on my way back. Both are sound enough, though if I were to do it again, I'd use the right one both times. There's a locked or barred door at the end of the hallway.
Is it smash or subtle?
Might be both. If you defeat the hall by nuance and climb the wall, a smash door solution might defeat you. If you're the type to get through the hall by beating down the nasties, a subtle puzzle may defeat you. But that door wasn't in our deal.
Fair enough. What exactly are the nasties guarding the hallway?
Our contract was that I would devise a means of getting through the hallway safely. I provided you with that solution. And judging by the blood splotches on the floor, I'm not the first to take up that task. But that's a detail you didn't bargain for. Though I'm willing to negotiate further if you desire.
I will consider it. For now, we are done. Did you secure the front gate before you left?
Yes. Dalfour's manor will not be accessible by any amateur passers-by. Oh, make sure you ask for me by name should you engage the criminal cooperative once more to further investigate your pet project. The agency might send you more lesser-skilled labor on purpose, and that just gets messy and expensive for everyone.
That coin also buys your silence,
the hooded figure warned. And didn't his hand instinctively rest upon the dirk hilt on his belt?
I'm a professional.
Dagger clinked the last coin on the stack before scooping them up and dropping them into his pouch.
It was nice to do business with you.
Dagger headed out the front of the Dark Den Inn. He guaranteed he'd be tapped for the next job at Dalfour's Manor. No one in town he knew could get past the puzzle trap he'd left at the front gate, and he'd be able to charge double next time. You've been listening to Dagger's Run, a Dungeon & Damsels short story side quest, written and performed by David Ian. Sound engineering by Dino D'Elfweld. Sound design by David Ian. With music by Ron Perovich. Dungeons & Damsels is a sword and sorcery medieval fantasy series produced by Unchained Productions.